USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to speak to the Chinese president over the phone Thursday. Coordinator for Strategic Communications for the National Security Council, John Kirby, previews that call on Fox News.
The president wants to focus on those items on the agenda, things like climate change, things like tensions in the Indo-Pacific, things like Russia's unprovoked war in Ukraine. That's what he's focused on.
The two leaders last spoke to each other over the phone back in March. The judge in the Steve Bannon contempt trial will consider arguments for dismissal of the case. Bannon is the ex-Trump aide who recently was convicted on contempt of Congress charges for ignoring a subpoena from the January 6th House Committee. It's been the 1970s since someone was convicted of contempt of Congress for ignoring a subpoena. USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
President Joe Biden announces he's now able to return to work in person.
I've just tested negative for COVID-19 after isolating for 5 days.
He was isolated after testing positive and attending all his meetings virtually. The White House says he is fully vaccinated and boosted and only experienced mild symptoms. President Biden adds that he's thankful for his medical team. The Democratic-led House Oversight and Reform Committee is holding a hearing with top gun manufacturers to address a recent spike in gun violence and mass shootings. Republican ranking member from Kentucky, James Comer, compares Republicans' approach to rising gun crime to Democrats' approach.
Republicans want to target criminals. Democrats want to target lawful gun owners and take away their guns.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The investigations into what went wrong in Uvalde, Texas after a school shooting continue.
The Uvalde City Council Tuesday said they will investigate every city police officer that responded to the massacre at Robb Elementary School back in May. It's been revealed hundreds of police officers, including federal officers, stood down to a lone gunman killing children. The council concluded everybody, that's Uvalde PD, that was there, will be held accountable for their actions. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A school district in Pennsylvania voted Tuesday to approve a new library policy, allowing the board to control what books are allowed in their libraries based on concerns about sexual content. Many students are concerned about how the policy will affect their education.
What are you scared of? Educated students like me? There's nothing to fear in spreading love and belonging in diverse books.
Central Bucks School District Superintendent Dr. Abram Luckenbrow saying the policy is not a ban and the new policy is aimed at ensuring children aren't reading inappropriate material. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls is calling on Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin to rescind a mandate that has cut pay and benefits for nearly 60,000 Guard and Reserve troops who have refused to submit to COVID-19 shots. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.